Hi, welcome to Soul Speak. In this episode, we will connect with the history our bodies hold and how understanding that and working with that can help us heal our present. Hi, welcome to Soul Speak. I'm Meg Michelson, and thank you so much for joining. As I've said before, for sharing, for liking. And I'm recording this on Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving morning. And Thanksgiving has always been a huge deal to me. It's probably my favorite holiday. So I might get a little teary today because when I think about Thanksgiving and all we've come through, not just me, but the history of our beings, you know, and how we have shifted our bodies and how we stretch our bodies in ways that I didn't even think were possible. When I look back into our history of the Olympics since the 76 Olympics versus now, the jumps that are going on, the twists, the triple tumbles or whatever that's called, it's amazing to me. It's amazing how much we have accelerated the use of our body. And that's a good thing because we are always hopefully trying to become better at whatever that is. And we want to remember we're also more than a body. We have what I call our personal trinity, our emotions, our physical body, yes, and then also our soul body. So when we are doing things that we haven't done, like some people are ultra runners, you know, they're running 100 plus miles, or they are even marathoners, are they paying attention to the emotional components of that? Giving themselves not only the physical rest after, but the emotional rest, the nurturing, because that's important to our physical body. Now, when I'm in a session with someone and I'm connecting to what spirit is asking me to bring forth, and usually the first thing that comes up is the most important at the time they're in then. The person I'm working with often asks me, how do you do that? How did that information just come forth? How do you know the things you know? Well, to be fully transparent, I cannot say with 100% certainty how I can read someone's pain or gifts or current challenges. I can only tell someone what I believe is happening. And what I believe is happening when I'm doing the work I do in a session is I'm connecting to create the parts of the whole. By that, I mean I'm connecting the soul energy, the physical energy, and the mental emotional energies that each one of us humans carries. That's the personal trinity. And that makes up our current story. That makes up our current mental, emotional, soul, and physical health. And it's a complicated system. More so because we are not often awake to what is getting in our way. You know, if we were awake every single day, and I've never met anyone that is, I'm certainly not, what our lives would be like. We're just maybe going to have less stumbles. We can feel it, and then we can process it in a healthy way instead of letting it tear apart our body. And going back to Thanksgiving, that's what this holiday is to me, is to recognize where we've been and how far we've come as a whole, but also as individuals. And what do we do with that? Can we be in gratitude? Because when we are in gratitude, man, does that help the physical body? It really, truly does. I was recently listening to an astrological podcast regarding our sun, moon, and rising sign. And remember, we have more than our sun sign. And if you haven't explored astrology, I will always encourage people to, because if you truly look at astrology, more than just your sun sign, that's the one you see in the paper or in, you know, in magazine articles online. And that's important. However, that's only part of you. And this astrologer said that's about anywhere between 25 to 40% of you based on what your history is, right? Because the history is what makes us now. The history of how we've treated our body, the history of how we have lived our life. Not only our history, but also our family history. It all plays in. And so when you look at all of you, the sun, moon, and the rising sign, it really does make up a lot more than just that sun sign. Just the one part. Just like saying, my physical body is all that matters, not in my belief system. The physical body matters. And it also matters how we are running our emotions and how we are connecting to our soul in order to help or hurt that physical body, help it grow, enhance it. And the more we pay attention to the physical body in healthy ways, not overexerting all the times, the more we are healed in our present. And remember, our bodies are made up of more than just today, just the same as our emotional health. Our bodies are not just of today. Our bodies are comprised of all we have been, all of our feelings, all of our emotions, all of our thoughts, all of our physical habits and daily practices. And in my belief, from this lifetime, our body is made up from things from this lifetime. And also remember, from our families of origin and what we learned growing up, what was considered important and what wasn't, where we spent our time, how we treated that body. And also from our time before this lifetime, whatever or wherever that was, I do not begin to pretend to know. I only know what I'm shown. The past and every memory from our history can make us stronger in our physical body or can hurt us. Remember, the journey is always the journey of the mind. It is truly how we are reacting to, how we are living through our history, how we treated our physical body, how we treated our emotional body. And we can do so much healing when we connect again and stay present to what the body is telling us. Because when our body is showing us physical pain, there's a reason. You know, I am a believer in we weaken an area by our thoughts. Get to know the chakra system. It's amazing. We weaken our area or we strengthen our area based on thoughts. That lower back, that sciatica, that can be so connected to time and money constraints. However, if we shift it and say, okay, I'm short money. Now, how can I turn it and spin it so I can make more than enough this month? We always can. The shifting of it, there's always ways. The universe will always work with us. Your higher power will always work with you to shift it. But we've got to be open to that. We have to be open. We have to align the soul, the mind, and the body. And then we can shift our life. And then that lower back pain, honestly, even if you still are struggling through the money, when we change the mind, we are helping the body. That's that alignment with our holy personal trinity within. Because remember, the journey is always the journey of the mind. It is our greatest source of beauty and our greatest source of pain, depending on the story we're telling ourselves, depending on how we're perceiving our current circumstances, and depending on how we are perceiving our past. And that can always change. And we can't change our history, but we can change our perception of our history. We can think whatever went on was the most horrible experience. However, it also could have been the turning point in our life that we needed. And oftentimes when we are stuck, well, always when we're stuck, we need a turning point. It doesn't have to be a catastrophe, but we can create the stuckness long enough that it turns into a catastrophe. Again, we are really tied into our experiences. Like I said last week, we can't control the external. We can control the internal. We can control how we treat our body. We can control how we react. We can control how much attention in healthy ways we are giving our body. So when my shoulder is screaming because I've been working at the computer too long, I could continue to do damage and let it scream at me, or I could get up and stretch. Now, I had a Fitbit for years. I just went to an Apple Watch, and it really helped. My Apple Watch really helps because it tells me to get up, get off my ass right now. You've been sitting too long. It's like, oh, yeah, I could ignore it, or it's telling me, based on my body rhythm, it's time to stretch. You've been sitting too long. That's how we get to connect and treat ourselves well. And looking at my history of working a lot, I can work a lot. That's not a pattern I want to continue. So that means it's up to me. The pattern's not going to change unless I change it. That's the beauty. Or it's a curse, right? Because I could just ignore it. Any body part that's talking to us, pay attention to it. That's not just the pain in that moment. It's the history of how we have created that weak spot. And every time we create a healthier version of self with our thoughts, with our patterns, with our physical reactions, with our physical daily life and our habits, the healthier we are creating a body. Remember, we can feel like everything is on our shoulders. If I don't do this, bad will happen. If I don't do this, nothing's going to get done. That blah, 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 that story that we tell ourselves, that's not true. And when we continue to go through those unhealthy story patterns, pay attention when you are saying an unhealthy pattern, where you're feeling it in your physical body, your shoulders, your heart, your lungs, your lower back, your hips, every body part has a emotional and mental connection. And when there is one that's hurting you more, that's the pattern. So pay attention. And asking yourself, can I be easier on myself during a tough time? Can I be easier on myself? A woman I know recently was really hard on herself, and she was noticing that in her jaw. The judgment, strong judgment, of course, our jaw. Instead of surrendering to, maybe I could be a little easier on myself. Is it really helping me to be so hard on myself? My body is telling me it's not. So maybe my soul is talking to me through my body. Huh, maybe. It's possible, right? So ask yourself, where do you feel it? In the physical body. And what is your history with that? Because when we connect with the history our bodies hold and our patterning, that can truly help us heal our present. And not just, remember, not just healing the physical body, but also healing the emotional and the mental parts. Because every pattern, we want to change all three. We don't want to just start exercising more because we're feeling in a slump. We want to start physically exercising, very key. And that is in a healthy way, right? That our body can handle. And we also want to change the mindset of, oh, what's the use? Two, I can actually shift my pattern. I can actually take part in healing my body. I can actually create a healthy destiny and get out of this history that is hurting me physically. So where have you been getting in your way? Where have you been getting in your way? Your body will tell you. Your body knows. The soul knows. The mind knows. They're always trying to connect with us. So we got to slow down and pay attention. And sometimes the easiest way is through the body. So when we're feeling the tightness, when we're feeling the stress, that's when we want to pause and just sit there a moment. Just sit in that a moment. Breathe into that a moment. And then ask yourself, what's my pattern here? And has this pattern been helping me, or is it actually hurting me? It's so often that I have said in my history, and I still hear others say, I can't. I have so much to do. I have so much to do. We all have so much to do. Building in healthy time actually gives us more energy. And then those things that we have to do are not so hard. Remember, as I said in the last episode, the gold in our experiences is the awareness, that awareness that we see our life with clarity, with the awareness that although some circumstances seem out of our control, we always have choice. We have some choices. And perhaps on some level, we did choose that something that is awful because there's gold in it. Now, of course, you can say, well, I didn't want a divorce, or I didn't want to get in that car accident, or I didn't want to get fired from my job. However, look back. What led to that? What led to that? And what gold can come out of it if we align our mind, our soul, and our physical body? And that means when I talk about alignment, just imagine a beautiful line coming from above your head through your breath, down your throat. We sometimes have to reorganize our body because our body can be so off kilter. And the more we are not living healthy, the more off kilter our body becomes. It might even be uncomfortable to sit up straight and be in alignment. Not straight to the point you're in pain, because we want to live in balance, but the comfortable straight. And when we allow ourselves a comfortable straight and bring in the breath, it is amazing how much we can be in alignment. And then we can let go of the story and be in the present. And now our body, our soul, and our mind can connect in that beautiful awake state. And we might get the gold even faster. Now think about something like shame. The other day I was speaking with an old friend that I hadn't spoken with in a while. And the person told me with much shame that they had been pulled over a few months ago and was ticketed with the driving under the influence ticket. That person held so much shame around that that they were afraid to tell people. They held that secret. And every time they were going to share that secret, it stressed them out. Stressed them out because that secret had to be revealed. Why was there shame? Because they felt like they shouldn't have done that. They felt like that is going to be heavily judged. And after they tell that secret, there's a bit of relief and then there's the pause. Uh-oh. Especially if the person that they're telling doesn't talk right away and we hold our breath, right? What is that person going to think? And if we're the receiver, if we're the listener, what if instead of reacting right away, we put ourselves in that person's shoes? Well, that person's a good person. That person made a mistake. And we come at it from a place of understanding. Not shame, because they're already feeling the shame. We don't need to throw more shame somebody's way. Because maybe that person that got the ticket, and that we all know that's an expensive ticket to get, and then you lose your driving privileges. So there's a lot to work through on the emotional and the physical level, because then they got to get rides. But also that space of having this ticket and having this problem to work through, what if there's gold in that? What if we can get to the awareness? And so as we were talking, we were coming up with some of the gold, right? That person had lived a long time and that wasn't the first time they drove under the influence. Well, maybe it was time they stopped. Maybe that time of getting ticketed and pulled over actually prevented a major accident where they would have been hurt or someone else would have been hurt. We don't know what's ahead. We only know what's here. And we can go into all the pain and, oh, it was because of this and it was because of that. But every circumstance we can go through can be seen with a different lens, with the lens of, wow, maybe it actually saved my life. Maybe it actually saved my life. We don't know. And maybe that was an angelic interference. They got the ticket because up ahead, if they were going to drive tomorrow and were under the influence, something really bad could have happened. So yeah, this is an expensive mistake. And there's not just financial expense, but there's, remember, the physical shame. And then there's also the body component. Because now life is much less convenient. Everything has to be adjusted. And then, but what's underneath that? What's the gold? Wow. The gold is maybe I just saved a life. Maybe this ticket saved a life. We don't know. When we find ourselves falling, and especially in shame, we can decide to get back up. Because remember, the getting back up and how we do it is showing us how awake we are. Because we're all going to fall. It's how long are we going to stay there? That tells us how awake we are. Not just brushing it off and pretending, but truly seeing, feeling, knowing the awareness, knowing the gold, the getting back up, the choice to find something that brings us back to the light. That is the gold. So think about something, if you're willing, that you hold shame around. Now, if you're willing, and if it's not too big, because sometimes we're not ready if it's too big, and honor that. If it's too big, if you're getting nervous or starting to feel too anxious, it's not time. Just breathe through this as I talk about it. Because it's okay. Honor where we are at every moment. That's how we nurture self. That's part of how we bring ourselves to present. We don't push ourselves through something when we're going to have a major panic attack. We step back. We breathe. So if you're able, bring the memory up. Take a moment, take a breath. Notice how it feels in your body. Where are you feeling the shame? oftentimes we'll feel it in our jaw if we're heavily judging ourselves, or our neck if the experience is causing us a major flashback, or our heart because we're feeling bad, or our gut because we're feeling low about ourselves. Notice where you're feeling it. And just sit for a moment. Notice how that part of you is feeling uncomfortable or tight or sad or that sick feeling, that lower vibration that the other parts of your body are not necessarily feeling. You might feel it everywhere, but oftentimes not. Now breathe through it. Let it go. Breathe through it. What did we learn from that? What are we doing different now? Or if we're not doing something different now, what can we do different now? Because when we change our life, when we stop doing it that way that was causing shame and start doing it a different way that's not causing shame, the shame actually alleviates. And the physical body parts that were attached to that shame are also going to become healthier. We're loosening the grip it had. We're letting oxygen in. We're healing. We're bringing the gold in. So whatever it was, even if it was horrible to you, if we change how we are doing it now, it's amazing. You know, years ago when I knew this man, and he was a yeller, angry a lot, and a yeller. And he recognized that about himself. And then he recognized the shame he was holding, which sometimes when we're in shame, we attack more. But he worked through that and he really recognized what that was doing to his body. And letting go of the control that that anger had on him. And he then became a speaker to let people understand how they can work through anger, how that can hurt if it's not done healthy. And he really actually became a strong advocate. That was the gold. The gold is you can be an advocate. If you're emotionally abusive to somebody, there's a lot of shades of gray of that. You can learn to be an advocate for others, not shame others that are in it, but understand because you've been there. And wow, that frees the physical body. That brings us to present. Or like the fellow that was not sober and he was driving. Maybe he can look at it as an experience that saved him and he's going to change. And now maybe he's going to be the, or maybe he already is, I don't know. Maybe he's going to be the sober driver for others. Maybe he's going to look at it as, wow, gratitude, because I just saved myself from possible death or danger or hurting someone else. Because remember, how our history can influence our present. It's how we look at it. It's what we do. To heal that, any parts of our body that we are holding resentment or unforgiveness, shame, old anger, first we want to look at the situation differently. Find compassion for self. Now, if someone came to you and they had that story, we might find compassion for them. But we're oftentimes not finding compassion for self, yet that's a first step to healing. So in order to heal, pretend we are talking to a friend. Say your story out loud. Say it in the mirror. Sit down and say it in the mirror. We're more relaxed that way, not standing. And let yourself feel compassion for that person in the mirror because they are telling you their story. And not pity or victim. It's different. Compassion is opening the heart. Wow, I did that because, or my life was that way because, or I've created this pattern because of all of those circumstances around that, of how I was taught to live, or what I had to work through from another lifetime, or how I was treating myself. Whatever those circumstances are, we can get there with allowing the time. And then also being in compassion. And then, now what can I do different? What can I do to make amends to myself, to others? To heal an old emotion, we have to bring it up and then do something to change it. It can take multiple times. Sometimes it's not just one and done, especially if it was a long history. How do we make amends to self and to others? And sometimes the amends is just to ask for forgiveness on the astral. And when I say that, I mean on the astral, we don't necessarily even have to see that person or write them a letter. We can, but it also can be, I'm just going to send a prayer out there, a thought out there. And the same thing, right? To ourselves, I'm ready to forgive myself because now I'm going to do it different. Forgiveness happens when we change the behavior, change the pattern, change the thoughts. As I said last week, the universe provides what we can handle. And that means it is the level we are currently at. Not always what we want. When we want the moon and we're at the energy level of the gutter, we got to get our energy level up there to get the moon, which means we got to be kind to self, forgiving to self. We have to treat our body healthy. If we want a healthy body, the first chakra, which is the bottoms of the feet to the tailbone area, and that connects, of course, to above our head, to our seventh chakra, to our soul, all is one. We have to have a healthy mind to have a healthy body. And we want to look at our schedule. This is a great time. And before we end 2024, this is my belief. I don't end 2024 on waiting until 2025 to make changes. I make them the end of the year. I make sure I'm making them the end of the year. Hopefully I've been making them all along because I want to start the year in a good way, which means I have to end the year in a good way. So if we want a healthy body, we have to also have a healthy mind. Remember the personal trinity and connect to our higher self. First chakra, like I said a few moments ago, that needs a healthy schedule. So it's time to relook at your schedule. Relook at our schedule. Let's give us that gift before the end of the year, maybe even before Christmas. What can we do different now? When I look at my schedule, what can I let go of? What can I pass on to somebody else? What can I really be honest about to change so I can put some nurturing time in there, so I can put some physical exercise time in there, the things that I want to do in there, and of course, then my work and my friends and my family, all those pieces, right? Years ago, I had a friend, I was in sixth or seventh grade, and her mom on their calendar on her bathroom door, the mom's calendar on the bathroom door was a really laid out schedule every day of the week because she went back to college, this mom, maybe it was in her 40s, I don't remember. And the schedule was, I thought at the time was rigid and me and my friends were laughing at it. And I look back, that popped up in my psyche a few days ago, and it's because I'm redoing my schedule. And back then we laughed at it as silly little sixth grade girls. Now I look at it so different. I'm like, wow, that's what she needed. She needed to create that schedule to keep her on task because she had anxiety. And when we have anxiety, and we all have it in some form, she would spin out. And in order to feel more safe and more grounded, like she could handle being a mom, and I believe she had a part-time job, and then she went back to school full-time. That's a lot. So in order to feel like I can handle it, I got to have it written down. I got to have a schedule. So smart. Yet, of course, we were silly and we made fun of that. I wouldn't do that now because that's how I live. The schedule is a physical thing, but it also helps our mental mind. And we want to build in those experiences that are not just physical, but mental and emotional nurturing, soul nurturing as well. Remember, we get what we give. And that means if we're giving to self, it is easier to give to others. We don't want to overgive to self or undergive to self, overgive to others or undergive to others in a balanced state. And schedule is great for that. What we want, we should also be giving outside of ourselves. Should is a loose word. Take this time, the last couple months of 2024, to connect with your physical body in healthy ways so you can release any of that old history that is still wounding us because it's really up to us to do this work. I wish you a beautiful week, beautiful weekend. And whatever your Thanksgiving holiday was, I hope it was lovely. Choose to bring in gratitude every day if you're willing. There's a million reasons we can feel grateful. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and I'll see you next time. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.